Well, back in 2005, when Kelly Pickler was a teenager, she was working as a roller skating waitress in North Carolina, and she decided to audition for American Idol. She made it through to the final. She ended up coming sixth, but she gained national stardom along the way and a record contract too. And her star is still rising, I think it's fair to say. Kelly has released 4 albums. She's had 5 Billboard Top 20 hits. She's won a host of country music awards and built a huge profile in the United States. And she's visiting Australia for the first time. I'm happy to say she joins me in the Breakfast Studios. Kelly, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
And you're here accompanied by
Dave Baker. He plays electric and acoustic for me out on the road.
And we've already heard how good he sounds. Kelly, just to go back, I've heard you described as small town girl makes good. I've heard you described as having a life that would make the sort of the quintessential country and western song. But just take us back to the days of American Idol. You were a roller skating waitress. I've seen you rock up for that audition. How big a step was that for you to take?
I think with, a show like American Idol, it happens so quickly. You know, I literally went to bed one night and I was a roller skating waitress at a fast food restaurant back home, and nobody knew my name. Nobody cared about knowing my name. And my American Idol audition aired, and when I say that my life changed overnight, I know that's, people use that a figure of speech. I mean that literally. And it really wasn't even overnight. It was within 30 seconds of my audition airing that my life completely changed for the better. You know, I've always dreamed of, growing up and doing what Dolly Parton does. You know, I always thought it was amazing that she was able to put her life in the form of a song and sing about it, and that's what, I am a storyteller and my life's a country song. I have a story to tell. And so I think it's neat that, I've never written an actual book. I've thought about it. But right now my books are kind of my albums. They're kind of like audio books, and each song is a different chapter.
Well, tell us about that, because this people listening don't know what we mean when we say your life is a country and western song. But it is, really, in many ways. You had a mum who left you when you were just a little girl. Your father ended up in jail. You were raised by your grandparents, who you love enormously. How much of that is going into your songs, and how much of that has prepared you for where you are now? Because life has changed for you.
Well, I think we all have so much more in common than what we think or we might know. We all hurt. We all experience heartache at some point in time. We all experience, hopefully grace, and hopefully we learn to have grace for other people that, might have hurt us in the past, because let's face it, we've all been hurt and we've probably all hurt someone, verbally, hopefully not physically. I think it's just, country music, like I said, is all about telling a story. And for me, country music has always been there for me. It's always been the one thing that was consistent in my life. It never left me. It was always there when I needed to celebrate the good times. It was always there if I needed that summer anthem song with my girlfriends back home. We have our songs that we love to turn up, and you have your heartbreak songs that you need to have your own little pity party to.
Okay, well, let's hear one from you. I loved it in your audition for American Idol when you said you sang all the time but you'd never sung in public. This is your fourth album. This is a track off your fourth album. It's the second single, Little Bit Gypsy.
Thank you. Here we go. Boy, there's a few things you need to know about me before you let your sweetheart get in too deep. Why picket fence don't feel like home? Don't wanna rock a needle rolling stone. You wanna hold me, baby, just set me free. I'm a traveling soul. little bit gypsy. Someday, hey, maybe I'll settle down. But it sure ain't any time close to now. So much that I might miss you. I sit still for a single minute. I got a life and I'm gonna live it the only way I know how. I'm a traveling circus train, spinning weather vane, going where the wind blows. Yeah, horses gotta run. Yeah, I'm always gonna be a little bit gypsy. I don't know where I'm headed to. I just know I wanna go. Gypsy, a little bit gypsy.
Kelly Pickler live in the breakfast studio, accompanied by Dave Baker there on guitar and vocals. Thank you. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
And Kelly is in Australia for the first time. She's touring the country. She's already been to Brisbane and the Hunter. She's heading to Sydney and Melbourne. Her latest album, which is a fourth, is called The Woman I Am, and that track, A Little Bit Gypsy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.